athletes and the safety of everybody, fans and stuff. It's just the right thing to do. And, you know, you have to make those tough decisions. And I feel bad for the student athletes. And, you know, for Eastern Michigan, we're fortunate. You know, we were playing well. We have no seniors. So I'm thankful of that. And, you know, breaking the news to Coach Castro and them, it's kind of heartbreaking to do that, but they understand, you know, this is where life is bigger than athletics and in right. The game. So we have to keep that in mind.
If you don't mind me asking, what did Coach Castro say?
He was just, one of his responses was almost at the same time when we were texting was, thank God we have no seniors, because it would have been heartbreaking for a senior to have to go out and have it end like this. You know, I feel bad for those that were still in it and don't have that opportunity as seniors. But and he's disappointed, but he gets it. You know, Fred understands. And again, especially when you start to see it go across the country, you know, it at the end of the day, when you err on the side of caution, to me, that's the safest way to do it.
Yeah, and obviously, everything's happening kind of quickly, but have you had any thoughts on spring sports?
Yeah, so that's, I think, the next discussion, right? I think as we're going through this, and it's such a moving parts and fluid situation that being able to pinpoint what we're going to do exactly. You know, I know some of the conferences have come out and said we're not going to have spring sports. We're having those discussions really at a higher level than me. This is, you know, the MAC and the NCAA, and then also the presidents, you know, having those discussions. So we'll see about that, and that'll be a stay tuned. All right.
All right, thank you.